pass looked a little bit forward from Bradford, but Gaskell's through! First try of the afternoon, and it goes for the talent that is Lee Gaskell in front of the Bradford fans at the top end of the ground. It's taken a long time to come, but 17 minutes in, Featherstone Rovers 0, the Bradford Bulls 4.
Yeah, form is temporary, class is permanent, isn't it? And we just saw that there with Lee Gaskell. Brilliant sidestep off the right foot. The fullback is there. You know, Hitchcock was, you know, went one way. Unfortunately for him, the Bradford player had gone the other. And magic bit of footwork. It was good play from the halfbacks. Little slip pass from Mullally, who saw that his halfback partner, Gaskell, was in acres of space. And as I said, one on one. See you later. Plonks the ball down under the sticks, and Bradford are in front.
5 metres away, they're going to run across the field. Not the best pass there. Mullaney will move it, and there's a chance here for Tarui. He's over the line, but can he get it down? I don't think he can, and the referee's right there, said he's held up. Good defence from Featherstone.
Yeah, it was needed to be as well, and Tarui looks anything but a rugby league player, doesn't he? But he's effective.
Finally, the changes are made for Featherstone. They bring on, but they make a break, and it's Hitchcock, the fullback, who's away, up to 20 out. He's dragged down 15 away. Great play from Featherstone. Paul Wood it is who's come off with Ellis. Here they're going to go down the short side, and Marginet's lost it. I think that's his first real touch, and he drops it 10 out. That's another Featherstone chance gone begging.
Yeah, he just had a big look, didn't he? You can't blame him. Big Tarouk was stood right in front of him, and he just looked up, and I think the world went dark in his eyes, didn't he? And he dropped the ball. Big error there from the guy who's just on off the bench, and it was good play in the build-up from Featherstone, but unfortunately for the locals here, they couldn't turn it into points again, and Bradford, this is where the game's been played, hasn't it? Majority of it, Bradford bringing it out from their own line.
They've got a full set in hand, 5 on the clock here at the Big Fellas Stadium. 6 points to nil, the Bulls lead. Here's Mullaney out the back for Gaskell. Gaskell splits for Patel, great ball. Patel going for the corner, brushes him off, and he cuts in to score. 5 minute skill from Adrian Patel, put through the gap by Gaskell, and Bradford have their second try. That penalty proves very, very costly. It's Featherstone 0, Bradford 10.
Yeah, I said earlier that I thought Patel would have a big impact on this game. He's got that bit of quality, but the thing about him is he's got that physicality where he's really, really big, he's really strong, and he's one of those really lucky people that's got pace to go with it, and he used all three of those skills there with, you know, to aplomb. But it was good play by Gaskell again. I think the two players in this game that have got that quality have scored the two tries, haven't they? Gaskell with the vision to get Patel into space, and once Patel was in space, one on one, there's always going to be one answer at this level. Too big, too strong, too fast, and he plonks the ball down.
Gaskell is very, very deep here. I wonder if they are going to go for that one-pointer from the scrum. Here's the ball. No, they're going to pick up and go. And they're going to get it now to Wasaili. Wasaili going for the line. He's tackled a couple of metres short. And they're going to play it now. Now they come back for Mullaney. Mullaney to Gaskell. They're going to run it. Bradford miss out ball. Patel gets it out wide for Alugia. And Bradford have got their third try in the corner. And that could well be a decisive moment in this game in the Championship. It's Featherstone 0, Bradford Bulls 16.
And the two quality players again linked to send in the winger on that far side. That time the defensive Featherstone side of Blackmore and Mims were really, really worried about Patel, and both wedged in on him. As soon as they wedged in on him, he shipped the ball out to his wing. So to his winger Alugia, who had, you know, an easy job of, once he'd caught it, to plonk it down, brought it in a couple of metres, and for me that's probably the ball game, Mark.
Will they see Ryan Shaw add the extras from out wide? It's a tough kick, this one, but he's 2 from 2, and he comes forward now on the left boot. Sends it on its way. I tell you what, he's nailed it straight between the middle for Ryan Shaw, and that's 3 from 3 for him, and a half-time score of Featherstone Rovers 0, the Bradford Bulls 18. Fine margins in sport, you take your chances or you don't.
If buts and maybes, I think, Mark, it comes to account. You know, you watch that game and take out the three tries, and Featherstone have dominated it, but they haven't had that quality to get them over the line when it really mattered, and every time Bradford have got up that other end, you know, they've come away with points. And that smart player from quality players in Gaskell and Patel, who have been the two standout players, and you know, they're the difference between the two sides when it really matters. Somebody to come up with a bit of magic, or somebody with a bit of strength and a bit of vision to put somebody through a gap, those two players have had it. And as you say, you know, a little bit harsh on Featherstone, but if you don't take your opportunities when you're presented in this game, you know, you're going to find it hard to win games, and that's exactly what's happened today with Featherstone.
Bradford moving it towards the middle of the post where Ferguson one-handed offload is picked up by O'Brien. Alarming gap straight through. O'Brien scores, and that's the quality of Dale Ferguson. One-handed offload when Featherston thought they had him wrapped up. And O'Brien scores underneath the sticks. Dream start to the second half for the Bulls. Things go back to worse for Featherston Rovers. It's Rovers 0, the Bulls 22.
Yeah, and I think if there was any doubt about the result, I think that's probably the icing on the cake. It was a really, again, quality from Gaskell, knew the conditions, put the ball up really high above the stadium to our left, and it just swirled in the wind, and Featherston underneath it, nobody really claimed it, nobody wanted it, and then from that, a couple of players later, you know, that strength again from Ferguson was able to stand in the tackle. He didn't offload it at the first opportunity because he knew the better pass would come a little split second later, and it did. O'Brien picked a beautiful line off him, and once he was into the gap running down the hill, he was too big, too strong, and again he plonks the ball down under the post, and super start from the Bulls.
And Bradford, 5 metres out, will play the ball just to the left of the post. They're going to come now back for Gaskell. Gaskell out the back for Mullaney. Mullaney out the back now for Ryan Shaw. Gives it now on this near side for Jean-Philippe Bale. He's over. And he crashes through two would-be tacklers. And it's the fifth Bradford try of the afternoon. And it's Jean-Philippe Bale with a try. And Bradford extend their lead. It's Featherston 0, Bradford 28.
Yeah, Bale scores on the right-hand side. But again, the damage was done down the left edge, wasn't it? Gaskell in. And Patel on that far side are having a really, really fine day and are causing problems every time they touch the ball. That time the break was made over on that far side, almost in on that left-hand edge, couldn't get it in, but two players later, they get it to the right, and Featherston having to drag numbers to their right leaves them weak on the left, and Bailey's a big unit himself, isn't he, in this right centre Perth for the Bulls, and he's just too big, running down the hill, crashes over in the corner, and, you know, hopefully this game's not going to blow out, but I wouldn't be surprised if it does, Mark.
And here's Sykes now running across, dummies once, twice, out the back now here for Marginet. Marginet stepping out of a couple and then crawls his way up to the 10 as he's knocked to the ground. He'll play it centre of the field here. Featherston with options on this near side. Sykes, good miss out pass, chance here, and they are in. And I think it's Lockwood who slides over for Featherston. Lovely pass from Paul Sykes. We've not seen too much of the Featherston Rovers with ball in hand, but that was a bit of class from the former Bradford and Wakefield man. Featherston are on the board. It's Featherston 4, Bradford 30.
Yeah, it was. It was class from Sykes. And as you said, he's been a little bit outshadowed by Gaskell, but he came there and he showed that he's still got all the skills in the world there. Great. Went to the line. Perfectly timed pass. And Lockwood hit a really good hole on the outside of Philip Bale, and he just was too big and too strong.
In fact, is there a yellow card here? It is a yellow card for Featherston.
Yeah, what happened there? Yeah, what happened there? Bostock hit O'Brien after he'd passed the ball. Just a little bit of frustration from the Featherston forward there. O'Brien had run to the line, offloaded the ball, and he relaxed after he'd passed the ball, and then Bostock just came in, belted him, and what he's saying was he didn't realise he'd passed the ball. You know, the oldest trick in the book, the front rower hits the ball player. Didn't realise he'd passed the ball, sir. I'm sure he did.
Ball coming down the middle here with Tarui. He gets it away. Chance for Gaskell. Bit of broken field in front of him. Puts the gas on. Goes past one. He's got Hitchcocks in front of him. Goes past him. Thinks about offloading. Doesn't need them. Absolute class from Lee Gaskell. He leaves a trail of Featherston bodies in his wake. Second try of the afternoon. He opened the scoring and he gets the latest try. Bradford 34-4 in front. But that was the moment of the night.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think sometimes in this country we're a little bit, you know, we don't show off our talented players enough, and we don't rave on about them enough. Rangi Chase did something last night in the game that was magnificent, and I'm not taking anything away from him, but Rangi Chase scores that try today and we rave on about it for weeks and months to come. That was a super rugby league tie there from Gaskell. Went at the line, didn't just beat one player, beat four people there did Gaskell, and he shows what quality that kid has got. Super player from him there, and you know, and that try was worth the entrance fee alone for me.
25 away from the line. O'Brien in at dummy half, looks to play it, goes to the left hand side of Bradford, got more points in them, they might have it. Patel's got around the outside, gets it to Alugia, who will cross in the corner. Second try for Alugia here, and Bradford extend their lead. They lead by 40-4.
Again, it was that left edge that's caused problems all throughout the day for Featherston Rovers, and it was Gaskell, quick hands to Patel, and he just drew in his winger, and that catch and pass in motion that all quality centres can do, can't they? Passed it to his winger, who still had a difficult job, a little bit of work to do, but he had the strength, the power and the pace to skid in at the corner, and that's just the icing on a very nice cake for Bradford fans.
And I think that should just about be it. We've played over 45 minutes, but there's another break from inside the Bulls 20. This time they have got some pace on that far side. Good break forward from the Bulls up to and over halfway. And Shaw is there in attendance to play the ball. I'm not sure who it was who made the break, actually. The ball's coming forward now with Mullaney. Gets it out wide for Jean-Philippe Bale. And Wasele will go down the line. Is he going to get into the corner? He's driving. He's just short. He's being tackled just short of the line, I think. And I think the referee has said time off. So Wasele there made a bit of a duck's dinner of that. He should have been down the line and in. He tried to draw the fullback, but as he went over, I'm pretty certain that that has not been given at full time here at Post Office Road. Featherstone Rovers 4, the Bradford Bulls 40. But a pretty comprehensive display, and the Bradford Bulls laying a marker down here, Craig Murdoch. They're going to take some stopping.
Yeah, they are. You know, really interesting, exciting afternoon's game of rugby league, and you know, the gulf in quality, I think, just showed in the end, where Featherstone, lots of endeavour and tried everything they could in that first 20 minutes to get some points on the board, but they just couldn't manage it. And when they needed a little bit of quality, they just didn't have it throughout the team, whereas at the other end Bradford did. And you know, a little bit critical of Gaskell in that second half, but he was the standout player by a country mile in the game, and every time he got the ball he looked dangerous, he looked a threat. And you know, with players around him like Patel and like Jean-Philippe Bale on the edges, and Olbison and Ferguson up the middle, as you said, Clough and Sidlow were really promising, O'Brien. You know, Bradford have got the nucleus of a very, very strong side at Super League level, and when they come down at this level, they're going to be a threat, they're going to take some beating, you know. And again, 6,000 fans here, that's the big story of the day. Great effort from both sets of fans, really enjoyable afternoon, and you know, no arguing about the best team winning. And fair play to Featherstone, they could have given in, they could have thrown the towel in much earlier. In fact, they could have thrown the towel in. Fair play to them, they didn't. They stuck at it and they tried to the very, very last minute, showing by a great tackle chasing back to stop a try after the hooter had gone. You know, so there is signs of Andy here that he'll be happy with, but Bradford, you know, well and truly the better side.